This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Lebanon hospital strikes leave vulnerable patients without care, WHO warns. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pikakudz, MDMPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. The World Health Organization is investigating reports of strikes on a hospital in Tyre, southern Lebanon, as healthcare facilities increasingly come under attack across the country. The WHO has documented a concerning pattern of healthcare disruption affecting the most vulnerable patient populations. Key takeaways: WHO is verifying reports of strikes on Tyre Hospital in southern Lebanon. Healthcare attacks are rising across Lebanon, disrupting essential services. Vulnerable populations, including children and elderly, face greatest impact. International humanitarian law protects healthcare facilities during conflicts. Multiple facilities, Lebanese healthcare centers reportedly under attack. Healthcare under attack, impact on vulnerable populations in Lebanon, 2026. High, children at risk, critical elderly care disrupted, severe emergency access limited source, WHO, emergency reports, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. WHO investigates Tyre Hospital reports. The World Health Organization confirmed it is verifying reports of strikes on a hospital facility in Tyre, a major city in southern Lebanon. WHO officials have not yet released specific details about casualties or the extent of damage to the medical facility. Healthcare facilities are protected under international humanitarian law, which prohibits attacks on medical installations during armed conflicts. The protection of healthcare infrastructure remains critical for maintaining essential medical services. Rising pattern of healthcare attacks. The reported Tyre incident represents part of a broader pattern of healthcare disruption across Lebanon. Multiple healthcare facilities have faced various forms of interference with their operations, according to UN sources. Healthcare workers and patients in conflict-affected areas face particular vulnerabilities when medical facilities become inaccessible. The international health community has repeatedly emphasized the need to protect medical neutrality during conflicts. Vulnerable populations, most affected, children, elderly patients, and individuals with chronic medical conditions face the greatest risks when healthcare services are disrupted. Emergency medical care, routine treatments, and preventive health services all become compromised when hospitals are damaged or inaccessible. The United Nations Children's Fund has previously documented how healthcare disruptions disproportionately affect pediatric populations. Pregnant women and newborns also face elevated risks when obstetric services are interrupted. International legal protections. The Geneva Conventions and their additional protocols establish clear legal protections for healthcare facilities during armed conflicts. Medical facilities, personnel, and transport are considered protected objects under international humanitarian law. Healthcare providers have the right to deliver medical care without interference, and patients have the right to receive treatment regardless of their background. These protections apply to all parties in any conflict situation. Healthcare facilities must be protected during conflicts to ensure continued access to essential medical services for vulnerable populations. World Health Organization Emergency Response Guidelines, 2026. What this means for patients: seek alternative healthcare facilities if primary providers become inaccessible. Maintain emergency medical supplies when possible. For clinicians, develop contingency plans for service continuity. Coordinate with humanitarian organizations for patient referrals. For policymakers, strengthen enforcement of international humanitarian law protections for healthcare. Ensure emergency medical supply chains remain functional. Frequently asked questions: what legal protections exist for hospitals during conflicts? The Geneva Conventions provide comprehensive protection for medical facilities, personnel, and patients during armed conflicts. These protections are binding under international law and apply to all parties in any conflict situation. How do healthcare attacks affect vulnerable populations? Children, elderly patients, pregnant women, and individuals with chronic conditions face the highest risks when medical services are disrupted. Emergency care, routine treatments, and preventive services all become compromised, what can healthcare workers do during facility attacks? Medical personnel should prioritize patient safety, coordinate with humanitarian organizations for patient transfers, and document any violations of medical neutrality for legal accountability. The protection of healthcare infrastructure remains essential for maintaining population health during conflicts. International monitoring and enforcement of humanitarian law protections will be crucial for ensuring continued medical access for Lebanon's most vulnerable residents. Source: Lebanon hospital strikes impact most vulnerable patients, warns WHO.